You're listening to The Dollop. This is a bi-weekly
Sell me, baby.
American history podcast. Each week, I, Dave Anthony, lawnmower.
I'm going to go get some milk.
Gardener? Tan
Are you
bark
out?
Layer.
What?
Just thinking about my backyard, bro.
What did you lay?
Bark?
You lay bark?
I put bark down, ripped up a porch, put bark down instead.
You know this is the intro to the show, right?
Bark layer Dave Anthony reads a story from American history to a guy.
Named Gareth Reynolds, who has no idea what the topic is going to be about. It's really taken on a life of its own.
That true?
Is what true? What?
Statement you just made.
Yeah, it's taken on a life of... Yeah, these intros are...
No. But you don't know anything about it?
Know anything about what?
The story?
Yeah, I don't have any idea what the topic is going to
really?
Be about. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know. Have you sent me anything?
God, you want to hit a dude?
I'll do one bump.
People say this is funny?
Not Gary, Gareth.
Dave, okay.
Someone or something is tickling people.
Is it for fun?
And this is not going to become the Tickling Podcast.
Okay.
You are Queen Fakey of Made Up Town.
All hail Queen Shit of Liesville.
A bunch of religious virgins go to mingle.
And do what?
Pray.
Hi, Gary.
No.
Nicely done, my friend.
No. No.
Hi.
Hi, Dave.
We're doing
Sorry
this.
We fought earlier.
We're doing this from a hotel in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Which I would describe as, outside of the hotel room, a hot,
fiery hell pit.
Boiling hell pit of piss.
Yep. Sounds pretty accurate.
That's why we're not going outside.
Yep.
No because outside. No likey temperature.
Okay.
We're brought to you in part by Policy Genius. Look, if someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child or an aging parent or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Life insurance, it gives you peace of mind. So if something happens to you, your loved ones, they're going to have a financial cushion to pay for things like rent, mortgage, loans, education, just everything, daily expenses. And usually life insurance gets more expensive as you age. So it start a policy soon rather than, you know, waiting on it. So look, head over to policygenius.com and answer a few questions about yourself. And in just a few minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need. And then you compare personalized quotes to find your best price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And they work for you. So Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. So you can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. They don't add on extra fees. They don't sell your info to third parties. So head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. We are brought to you in part by Zen Business. Look, a lot of people right now, the great resignation is on. They're like, they're out of their jobs. They're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want more control over my life. I want a better life. I don't want a boss man telling me what to do. And so a lot of people are starting their own business. Zen Business is very, very helpful. They got an all-in-one platform. It guides you as a new entrepreneur through all the stuff you have to go through to get it going, an LLC or whatever you're going to set up. Got a super easy pricing structure. Starts as low as $49. And then look, they're not going to hit you with a bunch of hidden fees. It's all very straightforward. What they say is what it is. They have a very fast and simple business formation for LLC and other business structures. Worry-free compliance and annual filings. So you can stay in good standing with the state. You can secure an employee ID number so you can open a bank account, hire employees, protect your person, all that stuff. I wish I had Zen Business when I started my business. It would have freed up all that time I spent on paperwork and all that stuff so I could have just focused on the business. So look, Zen Business has helped hundreds of thousands of people get their business off the ground by guiding them every step of the way and making it easier to launch a successful business. Get started today for as low as $49 at zenbusiness.com/dollop. That's zenbusiness.com/dollop.
April 14th, 1865.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth, who was an actor.
All right, yep.
Actors are bad.
Okay, is that... You're an actor.
That's the end of this
Well, that was podcast. Easy. I actually did know this one.
Dr. Edward Curtis performed an autopsy about 4 hours after Lincoln died, but it was pretty obvious what had killed him.
The hat.
The hat. A gram of skull fragments, seven small pieces.
Good Lord.
And some bloody bandages, as well as the doctor's bloody cuff.
Okay.
Which he apparently didn't roll up, were saved.
So he was like thinking of going back to the play.
I don't know why. I don't know why you wouldn't roll up your cuff if you're getting into Lincoln.
Yeah. Oh God. Getting into Lincoln, a new docuseries. Getting into Lincoln.
These items eventually made their way to the National Museum of Health and Medicine in Washington, D.C. They are still on display today.
Okay.
If you want to go check out
road trip,
old parts of Lincoln's skull.
We can go see his skull.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems a little barbaric.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honey, can you want to meet? Oh, the selfies. People with selfie sticks. Can you see all of the fragments, though? I think I'm just going to have to only show five so I can get my whole head in.
So people were pretty upset by the president being killed.
Sure. Sure.
Most of them, anyway.
Right.
Some were happy as shit.
Okay.
Public tributes and memorials were held in towns across the country.
Sure.
We're mourning. At this point, we're mourning.
Absolutely.
As a country.
Yep.
Congressional leaders wanted Lincoln buried in a ceremonial vault under the Capitol. Did you know we had that?
No. We've got a meat locker down there?
We've got a crypt that was originally built to put George Washington in.
Okay.
But his family wouldn't allow it because George wanted to be buried at his home property. He was like,
sure.
I don't want to be buried under the Capitol where all you jokers are.
Yeah, no, just drain me of blood and bury me on my land.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So the vault under Congress remained empty until Lincoln's wife and son decided to take Lincoln back to Springfield, Illinois, where he grew up.
So wait, was he in the tomb?
No.
No.
Oh, did I sound wrong?
No, no, no. I don't think so. You know.
So it's empty and they're like, let's put a fucking Lincoln in there instead of a Washington. And then the Lincoln son and wife
were
like,
passing.
No, we're not going to.
We're also passing. Yeah.
So they decided to bring him and bury him in Springfield, Illinois.
Okay.
Where he, you know.
Was born, right?
He was born in Kentucky, but then moved to Illinois. That's where he became a man.
That's where he Lincolned out, as we
Lincoled,
like to say.
As we.
That's when he was like, fuck it, I'm losing the mustache and just going chin.
Yeah, he went full Lincoln at that point.
And then he went into the hat. The dude had a look.
Oh, the hat. The fact that he wrestled. Like, the whole thing is just magical.
Dude had a look.
He fucking wrestled.
He wrestled?
Yeah. He used to wrestle. He was like a wrestler. He would go travel around from town to town. And
Leaping Lincoln, come into the ring. Oh, the fans don't like what Lincoln's doing this time. Oh, look at him. The referee didn't see that one. Lincoln's got him pinned.
It would be so great if he, even through his presidential years, just wanted to solve everything by wrestling.
Well, I think the best thing for us to do is move the desk, take our shirts off, and figure this out like men.
I'm talking about slavery and how we believe
my
slavery
shirt's off.
Continue.
My shirt's off.
I'm not
going to
wrestle you for slavery.
Wrestle me,
I'm not
going to
wrestle you for slavery.
Come on.
All right, motherfucker. Let's go.
I wonder what the people next door to us in this hotel room think is happening.
It's not great. So Congress decided if they couldn't put Lincoln in the awesome vault downstairs, then everyone should get a look.
Everyone should get to look at the vault.
Or look at Lincoln.
Everyone should get a look at Lincoln.
Yeah, they wanted a funeral train to carry Lincoln's body back to Illinois with public ceremonies along the way in major cities.
That's always so weird to me.
Yeah.
Why do you need to see the body?
Yeah, I don't know why you need to see the body.
You don't need to, unless it will.
Like if it's a relative and you're like, I want closure and whatever. Like I totally get that. I get that. But a present, like a dude.
Or I was watching, that documentary 13th, and they have an open casket for this kid who got beaten so badly. So it sort of like shocks people into recognizing a problem. But
spoilers.
They're, huh?
Spoilers.
Sorry, spoiler. Sorry. I should. We can cut that out. But the purpose of just seeing it to see it is just like, who, what?
Yeah.
Oh, look at him.
Look at him.
Really dead.
Very dead. So luckily at the time of his death, Washington, D.C. was the center of the new embalming movement.
Oh, my God.
The new technique of embalming by injecting chemicals.
Just the gear shift in these podcasts. You know, oh, it's about Lincoln. Embalming.
It was first patented in 1856 by a Washington, D.C. resident. Other people jumped on board with their own fluid embalming patents. Most of these happen in D.C., I guess, home of storing a body. While embalming had been happening to get soldiers home to their families for burial during the war, it had not really hit the mainstream.
Sure. Okay. Right? So just kind of a Hollywood thing.
Now,
Gwyneth Paltrow embalms.
On Goop?
Yeah, she goops. She embalms the goop.
She's got a whole home embalming kit thing. With mint.
Oh, we embalm the kids. Once they hit five, we embalm.
So now the preservation of Abe Lincoln led to tons of publicity. So embalming's taken off.
Hot. Trending.
People learned that his corpse would be embalmed, which would allow it to make the 2-week train trip back to Illinois with just a tiny bit of rotting.
That's still a little much for me. Any rotting is too much for me.
Well, there's a natural rotting process.
Sure. Yeah, that's kind of why you don't take out bodies on tour.
Well, it took 5 days to get everything arranged for the train trip. In the meantime, Lincoln's body lay in state in an open casket at the White House.
How?
They're putting the train trip together.
How have these things occurred and... That, like, Washington, to me, has become like Mr. Magoo after this podcast.
Yeah.
And now we've got Lincoln's dead body in an open casket chilling in the White House.
Kicking it, chilling. People are cruising up, checking it out.
Okay.
25,000 people came to the White House to see Lincoln's body.
And it's just sitting in the... Is it embalmed?
Yeah, it's embalmed.
It is embalmed, but it's just sitting in the open.
Now it's kicking it in the White House in a casket. It's not just laying on a floor or whatever. No.
Well, it'd be nice to prop him up at the desk with a pen and a bill.
What if they just stuck him in that cheese?
Yeah.
There was then a 2-hour, so after 5 days, there's a 2-hour long military parade.
You can have the dinner with the dead president for $100.
That the parade escorts the body from the White House to the Capitol. Then the body was placed in there for public viewing the entire next day.
Okay.
So now we're 6 days in. Finally, on April 21st, 7 days after he was shot, Lincoln's body was taken to the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad Depot. A special train of 8 cars had been assembled. Lincoln's presidential car, which he used to travel to visit the troops, now contained his corpse.
Sure. Put him where he knows.
Yeah. Let him be comfortable.
Yeah.
And the corpse of his son, Willie, who had died 3 years earlier, had been dug up for this special trip to ride with his dead father to their new dead burial place a few states away. So they dug up the boy.
Okay, so to be clear.
Yep.
Lincoln dead 7 days on the train.
Yeah.
His son, Willie, killed 3 years prior, dug up. Yep. Potentially embalmed? What is the decomposition level of a body after 3 years? You're pretty much bone.
I don't think they're showing off Willie. I think that Willie is in the box. I think they just dug it
riding
up.
Riding shoddy?
Yeah, he's just riding shoddy, but he's not open. That's just not open. That casket's... That's a closed casket.
Okay.
Because you can't open that up.
I really am just... I think I've already weekended Bernie this story in my head, and I'm picturing, you know, them waving.
Well, this is going to end with Willie riding on top of the train.
Right. Okay. Right. Nail his feet.
And then there's that moment when they realize the train is too close to the overpass.
Well,
top.
You gotta have that.
So,
all right. So Willie and Link on the train.
First stop was at Baltimore.
Okay.
Thousands came out to see Lincoln's body. Okay. So I don't know. I couldn't figure out how they do it physically, but I guess they prop it up in the back of the train, or people go through the train car, or maybe they take it out. I bet they take it out too.
I love the idea that they're propping it up in the back, though.
Right.
But my guess is.
The train went on to Harrisburg.
I'm here to see Willie. No, Willie's the one I want to see. Show me Willie.
Show me the boy. God, look at him.
Yeah, wow.
How is he still so juicy?
Sir, I'm a huge fan.
Hello, young sir.
The train went on to Harrisburg, New York, Philadelphia, Albany, Buffalo, Cleveland, Columbus, Indianapolis, and Chicago. Everywhere, crowds.
Led Zeppelin?
Crowds came out. It's a fucking tour, man.
I mean, that's a legit tour.
I mean, I don't know who booked it, but they did. It's a nice tour. It's
can
long.
We get shirts made of the Lincoln Death Tour and all the cities they hit?
Oh, fuck yeah. How can you not? In places the train didn't stop, people gathered on the sides of the tracks with their hats off and heads bowed.
Sure.
Farmers stopped working in their fields as the train went by.
It's nice.
Yeah, that was very cool of them.
Yeah, take a 30-second breather.
The journey ended on May 3rd in Springfield. 21 days of a corpse tour.
The core. Corpse tour, that's what we call it.
Yeah,
the corpse tour. Abraham Lincoln corpse tour. Cleveland.
Buffalo.
Baltimore.
Albany.
New York.
Come see the dead.
All the hits. Come check out the opening band, The Fragments.
The leaders of Springfield wanted Lincoln to be buried...
Featuring Willie, his son, on drums.
In the center of the city. So in Springfield, they've got big plans. And Mary Lincoln's like, no, we're not doing that.
He's tired from the tour.
She just wanted him buried in a new cemetery in the town called Oak Ridge at the edge of town. Just a normal sort of situation.
It's nice.
He was placed in a temporary vault on May the 5th until a more fitting mausoleum could be built.
Okay.
In December 1865, Lincoln was transferred to another specially constructed vault as the National Lincoln Memorial was being built. It took 9 years to finish the monument.
Okay.
In 1871,
How long has he's still not buried?
No, he's in a vault now. So they took him to Springfield and they put him in a vault.
Okay.
So now years are going by. Now we're 6 years in. He's in the temp vault.
Okay. In the temp vault?
Temp.
Okay.
Lincoln had to be moved to another temporary vault, and then at that point he was re-identified and put into a new coffin during the move. So they switched coffins, they made sure it was still Lincoln.
Sure.
Because you never know.
Yeah, no,
Once you get into bodies...
Where's Willie?
We stopped talking about Willie, he doesn't come up anymore. You know
I'm the Willie guy.
Not a president.
I like Willie.
Not important.
I want to hear my updates on Willie.
Is that lightning?
Can't be lightning. I think it's just big trucks moving dumb shit.
After they finished the memorial, so they finished the Lincoln Memorial,
They
went to put the iron coffin into the sarcophagus.
Okay, so it's closure time.
Only to discover they had built the sarcophagus too small. The coffin didn't fit.
That is awkward. That is really, I mean, that's conversation you have with the contractor is heated.
Yeah, it's not great.
Okay.
I said 4x8.
Well, it's going to take another 2-3 years at least to get that right.
So they moved Lincoln's body into a smaller coffin, this one red cedar lined with lead. This meant he had to be formally identified again.
Jesus.
There must be some sort of rule that whenever you take a body out of a coffin, you got to identify
it. Well, if you're the president,
I mean, important bodies,
yeah.
Not for schmoes like you.
Yeah, no, nobody needs to identify. Like, either way.
On October 15th, 1874, President Grant formally dedicated the National Lincoln Monument. The construction had taken twice as long as the Civil War. Lincoln was finally laid to rest.
Okay.
Or was he?
Nope, obviously.
Big Jim Kennelly had a different idea.
Well, anytime anyone named Big Jim's getting in the mix,
not good.
Trouble
ahead. It's not good. Big Jim was a counterfeiter, among other things. A year after the monument was finished, his master engraver, Benjamin Boyd, was put in prison for 10 years.
Okay.
The Secret Service had confiscated all of Boyd's engraved plates.
A different era.
And Kennelly couldn't replace the work of Boyd.
Okay.
Because it's too good.
He was the best engraver. What was he, the master engraver?
He's the master engraver. We got to look out here. I really think there's a thunderstorm. No.
Oh, shit.
Told you. Look at that.
What?
Yeah. It's all going on. We might die here.
How did that happen?
Hey, you know what? There's a weather thing that happens where clouds come through and they contain rain and electricity.
Talk to me further, doctor.
Okay, so Boyd's in jail.
This is blowing my mind.
And Kennelly fella needs a guy as good.
Sure.
Or he needs Boyd.
So he wants to spring Boyd.
So he wants to get Boyd out of prison before all the counterfeit money runs out that he'd already had printed.
Right.
The notes made by Boyd's plates were so good that the U.S. Treasury had once been forced to withdraw all $5 bills from circulation to change their design to protect from Boyd's fake bills.
Okay.
Now, Keneally had heard about a plan to steal Lincoln's body in 1865 for political reasons.
Someone just thinks that's a real socket to you?
Yeah, they might have. I mean, I could see that being a thing.
We're going to make him a Democrat. Jeez, Dave, can I sit on your lap? I'm scared.
It is very loud thunder. So, putting two and two together, Keneally realized he could steal Lincoln's body and ransom it for the release of Boyd.
That is really odd leverage.
And he was also going to ask for $200,000 in cash.
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
To be clear.
Uh-huh.
He is now going to take a dead body hostage.
Yep, a president. Not just anybody.
He's going to take Lincoln's body and hold it hostage.
An important body.
The money part is really amazing. Like, that's where it gets even more. That's where it gets too absurd
but
for me.
But why not just ask for cash, and then you have cash, and then that's all
totally
you need?
Totally valid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't. You're getting greedy. Do you want your counterfeiter, or do you just want the money?
Just take the money.
Take the money.
So Keneally sent five men to open a saloon in Springfield, Ohio as a front.
Okay.
The plan was to steal the body on July 3rd, 1876 and hide it in the saloon's beer cellar.
Oh, my God. this is like...
It's a good plan.
This is like a Todd Phillips film.
Well, now we are really Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, I mean, we'll put him in where the liquor is.
But the leader bragged about the awesome plan to steal the ex-president's body to a town brothel owner.
Well, you would think that guy would have tight lips.
Who told the sheriff, and the men ran out of town to avoid being arrested.
The amount of things that get screwed up by just being unable to contain your enthusiasm about your caper that
it's
we've heard on
this. It's
just
unbelievable.
It's just the about, like...
It's like 99%.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Zip it.
Do it. Put your head down and do your work.
Yeah. You want to go down in the history books as, and then they never discovered who did it.
Here's what you don't want anything in the history books.
Ever.
Those are the heroes.
So, not one to give up, Keneally tried again. He went to Chicago and brought in two of his men, Terrence Mullen and Jack Hughes. The new plan was to steal Lincoln's body during election night on November 7th, 1876.
I mean, this is insane.
They figured everyone in Springfield would be so caught up in the election that they wouldn't be at the cemetery looking for thieves.
The best night to steal Lincoln. I mean, it's the perfect weather for this, too. And we're going to do it? On election night.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Plus, they figured with so many people coming back from the polls in town in their wagons, that would give them cover with their stolen corpse wagon.
So, a figurative and literal cover.
I mean, I assume that if you're in a wagon not on a busy night, that it's suspicious.
You got the president in there?
No.
Well, it's a little weird for you to be riding a wagon on a night that ain't that of the election.
God damn it, yes, we do.
I knew it.
God damn it.
Yeah, your mistake was not doing this on November the 7th.
Shit.
Yeah.
What day is it?
I don't know. You're the first guy I've talked to in 2 months. It gets so lonely.
So the plan was, once they got out of town, they were going to take it 200 miles away and bury it under dunes in northern Indiana, figuring the shifting sands would hide their tracks. You know what else it would hide? Where the fucking body was.
For sure, for sure.
Shifting dunes mean you can't actually... Okay.
Dune, where's my Lincoln?
Dune, where's my Lincoln?
That's the movie.
But apparently someone in on the plan was talking again because... It leaked.
Okay.
First, Robert Todd Lincoln was told. He worked as a lawyer in Chicago.
Sure.
Then the Secret Service in Indianapolis learned of the plan.
Wait, we still have to defend Lincoln?
Wait a minute. Didn't we already not do this good once?
Well, let's go for it again.
You know, we're getting a second chance, boys!
We're gonna save the president! Who's dead already!
The Secret Service, although there wasn't a Secret Service back then.
Okay, they were
He just signed it that day or the day before or something like he was about to.
He just signed.
Yeah, yeah, like the Secret Service, guards actually watched the president. That whole idea was like right around the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
The Secret Service in Chicago ordered a paid informer and petty criminal to infiltrate Keneally's gang and find out about the plot.
Okay.
The informer...
Hey, I'm looking to join up with a group of baddies.
Hey, fellas, is anybody here looking to steal a body?
I'll have a whiskey. Boy, I just wish I could find someone to get the president's body with me.
Hey, what's this guy talking about?
Yeah, it looks like that'll never happen, you know.
Hey, fella.
Who, me?
It's amazing you came into this bar.
Hey, look, I don't want no trouble, pal.
Ain't no trouble. We're stealing Lincoln's body.
Well, I'll join up with you guys. Squirrel in.
So, he had no trouble getting in, mostly because he had an experience as a grave robber when he supplied medical schools with bodies.
Well, we've covered this. It's nice to see some of our old friends.
The informer kept the Secret Service informed about the plot.
Okay.
The Secret Service wanted to catch the gang in the act because it would be hard to convict them on the basis of just the plot.
Well, I think, yeah, it's hard to prove some things, but conspiracy to take a zombied Lincoln is certainly up there.
The plan was to catch them in the act and charge them with burglary.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
When the train for Springfield with the informer, Mullen and Hughes, left Chicago, they had no idea the back car was full of Secret Service agents, Pinkerton agents, and other detectives.
Okay.
On election night, the lawmen hid inside the halls of the Lincoln Monument.
Normal.
In total darkness. And then the gang arrived 3 hours later.
Okay.
The informer was supposed to signal... That was loud. That was close.
And we'll do it on election night.
It's good that we're talking about stealing a corpse and there's lightning.
Yeah, we're in D.C., there's lightning, we're talking about getting Lincoln.
Yeah. So the gang arrived 3 hours later. The informer was supposed to signal the agents when the gang broke in, but he couldn't get far enough away from them to do it.
What's the signal?
I don't know. I couldn't figure that out. Maybe yell, caw, caw, caw.
Hey, he's making bird noises again. That's what you do. You just come in with your... I should let you guys know. My hobby is I love to make bird noises.
Especially at night and when I'm in a sarcophagus.
If I see a bird, I replicate its tweet or whatever the fuck it's called.
FBI!
Did he just FBI. Say that? Is that a bird or is that Barry?
Pinkerton! Pinkerton!
Wait for a signal.
The birds out here are weird.
Wait for a signal.
Pinkerton!
Now hold. We're not moving in until we get a signal, gentlemen.
Pinkerton!
Hold.
Pinkerton!
Hold, gentlemen. Wait for a signal. Just wait for a signal, gentlemen.
Caw-caw.
I think that was it. Let's go.
So
Pull back.
So he's trying to get away from them to make the signal. He had to wait until they had gotten into the crypt, pried open the sarcophagus.
Oh, my God. They got far.
And started dragging the coffin out. And then that's when he could get away.
Okay.
He told him he was running to get the wagon.
Okay.
He ran outside into the dark and then ran to the other side of the monument where the Secret Service agent, the main Secret Service agent was, the leader. The lawmen then charged to the door of the crypt.
This is insane.
One accidentally fired his gun.
Oh, my God.
As they were charging.
Okay.
That guy's a fucking idiot.
This is quite an...
That guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
When they got there, Mullen and Hughes were gone because they decided to wait outside for the informer to bring the wagon. So he leaves and says he's getting the wagon. Then they go, oh, fuck it. Let's go outside and wait for him.
Okay.
And then the cops are charging. One of them shoots off his gun and they go, let's go.
Right.
And it's so dark that no one can see anything.
Right.
So, as soon as they heard the first shot, they took off into the darkness. So the lawmen start running around.
They try to kill Lincoln again!
They try running around the cemetery trying to find these two guys, and it's so dark, they're only seeing each other, and they start shooting at each other.
Okay. So, the plan's not going great.
But luckily, no one got killed.
Right, because they're terrible shots.
Yeah.
These guys are in charge.
Super dark.
Yeah.
The Secret Service and Pinkertons were then roasted in newspapers for the embarrassing stakeout.
Sure.
Chicago papers even speculated it was faked for some unknown political reason, because they couldn't fathom why else it happened.
Nobody's this dumb. You know, you got to take that out, too. That's right, it was a conspiracy. No, we're not that stupid.
But Mullen and Hughes were arrested, charged, and convicted on the informer's testimony.
Okay.
So they could have done it all along.
Right.
They got a year in jail each. Keneally was not implicated at all, but he was put in prison 4 years later for counterfeiting.
Oh, okay.
After that, Lincoln's friends and family secretly removed his coffin from the crypt and hid it in various places in the monument.
Because they were that afraid?
Yeah, now they're totally freaked out that someone's just going to steal his body.
So now
they're hiding it. Now the family and friends are now hiding.
They're like Scooby-Dooing Lincoln around this tomb.
Yes.
I mean,
a monument. They're doing it all over the monument. They're like putting it in different places.
It's just.
So for 11 years, people would go to the monument and pay their respects to an empty vault.
Yeah, but not knowing that he was hidden in the rafters.
He's in the attic.
He's in his own pants in the Lincoln Memorial.
In 1887, the Lincoln Monument needed repair and was to be remodeled. There were already many rumors that the corpse in the coffin was not Lincoln's because of everything that happened. So once again, the coffin was opened so it could be identified.
I mean, can we stop opening Lincoln's coffin?
He was described as, quote, somewhat shrunken.
Oh, I mean.
Despite all the repairs.
Well, that's what happens. We're all going to be somewhat shrunken someday.
Despite all the repairs, by 1900, the monument was again in disastrous shape.
And well, open him up.
To be almost completely rebuilt. Abe Lincoln and his entire family were then removed and put into a temporary hole in the ground. The family had nine
Why
tons.
Why did they want a regular burial?
The family had 9 tons of stone placed on top so no one would steal him.
Okay.
After a year, in April 1901, Lincoln was moved back into the monument, but because of concern, he was taken out in September and identified again.
Oh, jeez. Stop it. Stop opening him.
This was the fifth time Lincoln's corpse was identified.
It's him. We've got it.
One worker cut a small hole in Lincoln's coffin. 22 local citizens checked out the body. One of them brought his 13-year-old kid.
Oh, that kid turned out fine, I'm sure.
And it was Lincoln. They remarked that the remains looked, quote, like a bronze statue.
Oh, that is so gross. That is so gross.
But Lincoln's son was still
just
worried.
Mummified sitting Lincoln. There looking like caramel with a beard. I'm assuming the beard stuck around.
Also, now I'm kind of hungry. But Lincoln's son was still worried someone would try to snatch the body. He arranged for the coffin to be encased in steel bars, sunk 10 feet beneath the floor, and covered with tons of cement. To date, Abraham Lincoln has remained there. But there were still 7 tiny pieces of his skull.
Thank God.
In 1989, a college professor proposed extracting genetic material from the pieces to test them to see if Lincoln actually suffered from a disease called Marfan's syndrome. A lot of people thought this was a fucked up thing to do. An ethics panel was convened.
What's Marfan's?
I don't know. It's something to do with him being really tall. I'm not sure. Didn't look it up, and I don't care.
Marfan's.
An ethics panel was
sounds
convened.
Like tiny Martians.
Yes, it's about some people came from Martians.
Okay. Well, we have closure.
An ethics panel was convened at the National Museum of Health and Medicine, and it was approved. But a year later, a different panel recommended a long delay until more could be learned about Marfan's syndrome. But the media attention led to hundreds of people calling and writing, claiming they owned pieces of Lincoln.
That they owned pieces of Lincoln?
Yeah. So there's this.
Isn't that a Sarah McLachlan song?
So there's this whole thing because of how many times
this is what I
people did or how many times
exactly
it was
what
open.
I was afraid of.
How many
they're
times
picking.
It was open? Not necessarily they're picking or they're just lying about it. And they could have been picking, right? Or they just took advantage of it to say, yeah, this is a pace of Lincoln. Like, tell their kids, like, thinking, and then the kids still have it. Like, so there's all these people out there who think they have pieces of Lincoln.
Is the title of this one going to be Pieces of Lincoln?
Yeah, it must be.
It has to be.
I mean,
Pieces of Lincoln. Pieces of Lincoln, yeah.
It's all normal.
Yeah, that's a normal way to die. And, I mean, it is
no.
The idea that his death is as bizarre as his
I'm
ending.
Scared to look into I'm scared to look into what happened to other presidents.
Oh, yeah.
When
I
they
bet.
Died.
What? I mean, honestly.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
There is, like, just... You know, who cares?
It also doesn't matter.
Who cares what happens with your body when it's done?
Right, that's the whole thing about this to me. It's like, who gives a shit? He's dead.
He's dead. He's not. It's not like he's going to be like, I have a story from the ground.
No, that's it. And then we're not going to be like, we're going to bring him back someday.
Yeah.
Like, it's over.
Yeah,
it happened. It's over.
Ground,
it doesn't matter.
He's bronzed himself.
He died.
It's over. Yeah. I just burn. Just burn yourself.
Well, let's do
yourself
it.
A favor.
Let's do it.
Do
me
what?
And you. We'll take care of this business.
Take care of what business?
We're
going to
get rid of Lincoln's body.
No.
We're gonna turn it into dust.
No.
Set it free, baby.
Well, on one condition.
Yes.
We do it on election night. Damn, Thunder. Drop the ball.
We signed Pieces of Lincoln.
Ah, I don't. I won't.